News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Forsa and the Financial Services Union have called on employers to be more flexible about staff working from home as commuting costs surge for hundreds of thousands of drivers. John O'Connell is with us. He's head of the Financial Services Union. John, is this effectively pushback at some of the large financial services organisations who are saying, lads, get in the office?
No, not at all. It's, I suppose, a reflection of what we're going through at the moment with travel costs going through the roof. It's almost on a daily basis now. You can see at the petrol pumps the price going up. And what we're calling on is employers to work with staff and unions to take account of that. And flexible working is a real meaningful way of telling your employees you understand what they're going through.
But will surely, if flexible working is available and practical from an employer perspective, they would do it anyway. And therefore, somebody comes and says, look, my petrol prices have gone up a bit. The answer would be, well, we know this doesn't work. It won't work now.
Yeah, I think good employers are engaging with their staff and would have, as you say, their finger on the pulse in terms of things that can impact on their staff. Like the statistics in terms of remote working are unanswerable in terms of the CSO saying there's over a million people now who work remotely in some shape or form. And CIPD came out the other day and identified that, you know, workers and employers want to give more flexibility, that the drivers are commuter costs and the impact of housing costs. So I suppose we're making this call because now housing costs, everybody is aware of, and they've been with us for some time, but just keep increasing. But
so
now
does that mean then that you think that some of the big employers, I mean, AIB notably getting a lot of coverage for it, are they wrong in their attempt to shorten the amount of hybrid working that they provide?
No, I think there has to be a balance struck in terms of how hybrid works. And it has to work for the employer, it has to work for the customers, but it also has to work for the staff. Like Morgan McKinley the other day published a report where they're saying now it's a baseline expectation of workers rather than a concession, and that over a third of staff would see it as their top priority in choosing an employer. So the wise employers are doing the right thing, using flexible working to attract and support and retain staff. I think government could do something as well, Anton, not just in terms of what's being called for government in relation to petrol pump prices and so forth, but I think they can give a bit more certainty to people in remote working situations. So we do have a right to request, but we equally support a Labour Party initiative where they're looking to amend the Employment Act of 2018, which would give people a bit more certainty. It would be very similar to the arrangement around zero contract hours.
Indeed.
Where
yeah,
people
we have spoken to
working.
Indeed, we've spoken to Ivana Bacik about that in some detail. And if anybody wants to listen back, newstalk.com, that interview is up there where she goes through that policy. John, thank you very much. John O'Connell, head of the Financial Services Union.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.